I think the last time we talked, and we said one thing that would be best for you and a lot of young guys is when you stop thinking and you start reacting. If you're not to that point yet, how close do you think you are based on conversations with guys who do play that way?
Yeah, I mean, it's a work in progress, but like I said, still being a young guy and only having 1 year under my belt really playing, it's going to take a little while, but like I said, I'm just going to keep working, keep trying to get better at that, and once you start playing that way without thinking, you can definitely play a lot faster.
The other thing he said was once training camp rolls around, everything's 100 miles an hour, they don't wait for guys to make mistakes. You've been through that before, so how does that change your preparation leading up into training camp so you're not one of those guys?
Yeah. I'm not going to try to change too much. I'm going to try to keep doing the same things I've been doing. Paying attention in the meeting room is one of the biggest things you can do, and when Aaron says something, you got to write that down and make sure you remember it, because he says it for a reason. So that's probably the biggest thing that you can do is just really pay attention to what he says.
How many times do you hear, oh my gosh, look what you did in Arizona, why aren't you playing? How many times do you hear that in this offseason and probably still hear it?
I got a lot of fans back home and a lot of friends and family that they keep telling me that, but like I said, I'm just here to help the team in whatever way the coaches want me to.
Do you give them a quick lesson on what professional football is really all about?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. We got a lot of talent in our room. So, like I said, I'm just trying to help the team whichever way.
Is there carryover from that? I mean, it's 6 months from now, but is there any benefit to that?
I don't know. Not really. I mean, every year's a new year. So I'm just going to look at it that way. And what happened in the past happened in the past. And you got to keep building off that.
Is there an advantage for you this week with the vets being gone that you get
I mean, Jordy hasn't really been practicing much, so I've been taking a lot of his reps. So, without Aaron being here, kind of makes it a little harder because, you're trying to be on the same page with him. But, like I said, just try to get better at your craft.
What do you make of the nickname, People's Champ?
I don't know, really. I don't really understand it, but I guess I'll take it.
Jeff, you made hay last year as a special teams player, too. And while you focus on being a receiver, that was important. Is it for you to maintain that special teams level of excellence? Because that still could be your ticket to the roster.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just going to try to keep building off of special teams as well because, like I said before, we got a lot of talent in our room, and you got to be able to play special teams as well if you're going to make the roster. So I'm just going to keep trying to get better at that too.